Bell Woods presents Conversations. Peace and blessings. We're going to start with the icebreaker.
Love,
if
love,
you
love.
could have if you could have lunch with any historical figure from the past, who would it be and why?
I'll go first. I would have lunch with Malcolm X. I just think he's a great leader. Just his, like, his swag and everything, like his no-nonsense attitude. He had four daughters, so I feel like as a male figure, like, he'd be awesome to have lunch with.
It's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to pass it to?
How does it mean? Brina.
Okay, so I was kind of in between either MJ or Prince, obviously, but something spoke to me, and I heard Duke Ellington. It just popped into my head. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm a musical person. Music is my passion. And to understand the passion and the talent of other individuals, especially with him being a musician and everything, I would want to sit down and hear his thoughts about how he was able to be such a popular musician at the time that he was, where Black people weren't looked at as pretty much nothing. So how he was able to, you know, be so successful and pour into other people, you know, today.
I like that.
Okay, so I'm gonna popcorn it to Roro.
Yo. Okay. It's always probably gonna be like a it's probably gonna be an artist. Like, I'm thinking James Baldwin and Maya Angelou.
Yes.
Because honestly, one or the other, it would just be an amazing conversation. Like, I feel like that would be the longest lunch of life. Just go, like, because I've been rewatching some of their old interviews, and I'm just like, all I can say is for the amount of grace that they show people of any race and the way that they delve into everything from relationships to the way they to way you treat people, from racism, sexuality, everything, how they just dive in. And then they even show, like, when with the interviewer, no matter who it is, it could be the most what is it, like, all boys club type person. It could be the most the person who is on the far side of what they are, what they're standing for, and they can still show a level of grace. Like, I want to be like that, to be able to, like, have that kind of patience for other people. And because I wouldn't want that same level of patience, but, like, just to see things from their point of view, because they've been through the struggle. They've been through all of it. And when they talk about their lives and, like, the journey that they went through, the constant transitioning and the new insight that they come across, like, I just want to delve into, like, go deep into their mind and just, I want to know. Like, I want to know, like, the video clips is not, they're just not enough. They're just not enough. Like, they've been through it all. And from Maya Angelou, when she got pregnant and she said that her mother did not shame her, did not turn her back on her, just accepted her. And you hear so many stories of, like, oh, mom's about to throw them out to the street. And it just showed that even from her mother's way of showing her kind of grace and acceptance of her, like, even if it's viewed as a mistake or whatever, there was just like this level of, okay, I'm going to pass this forward, this kind of understanding, this willingness to be patient with another being. Those two, I would love to have lunch with them. That's my dream. Like,
those are good answers. Those are very good answers. Very good answers. Who do you want to popcorn it to?
Mr. Bundy.
Oh, damn.
Because I know it's going to be lit. And I want to hear it.
I would have lunch with Christ. Just because I want to know if, like, God, him to know. Jesus. Yeah. For one, I want to make sure, like, I want to get the understanding of everything, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that I want him to look around and see how far we came, and want to know if we're actually on the right path or we just BSing, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
That is really good.
Seems to see like what's going on in the world right now. I asked him if you really coming back, other than me having lunch with you.
How you think of everybody?
I just want to see how that whole thing works out, like from how the whole thing of the Old Testament and New Testament, and how all these religions comes about. I wonder if he's like having insights on like if one religion is good or everything is going towards him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be a dope conversation.
Yeah. Damn, I wish I chose that.
I gotta edit you, make you last. Who you popcorn it to?
let's go with PD.
Okay. I'm glad I had this time to think. But honestly, I guess a person that I would love to sit down and chop it up with if I could would be Toussaint Louverture, if y'all know who that is. He was the leader of the Haitian Revolution when Haiti got its independence in 1804, when they fought against the French. And so I would definitely sit down and ask him, like, his mentality when he led the people of Haiti in the revolution. Like, did he, because he was raised by the French, and so when he turned his back on his French, like, what actually led him to actually make that decision to side with the Haitian people, even though he was well off with the French people? You know, just I think it would be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
For sure. Topic of the day, relationships theme. The question for the ladies is, how would you know he's the one? For the gentlemen, how would you know she's the one? So starting off with ladies, Brina, what's your answer?
Okay, so I basically decided to do some research, like find some different websites to see if it can help me get my answer together.
Oh,
that's research. Yes, research. Come on. Right? Come data. Data analysis. Come through.
And so there's a website called herviewfromhome.com. Okay. And it has like 11 answers. And I wrote down the top three that resonates with me. So the first one is he inspires you to be your best.
Come on.
I think that's pretty much self-explanatory, you know, a man that inspires you to be your best self, the best person that you could be, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, psychologically, financially, all of the above, besides you wanting to do that for yourself, which is the key, but a man inspiring you is amazing. The number two I wrote down, and this is deep, but it says he makes you forget your past. And I was like, "Ooh, Jesus." I was like, hold on. I feel it here. I feel it. So
I was like a lot of hurt.
No, 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 no. But seriously, no. I mean, I'm not going to necessarily speak for myself, but I could pretty much say that we've all been through different experiences, and mm-hmm. your partner or whoever it may be that makes you forget all the foolishness you've ever been through. You know, sometimes you compare the past to your future, and, you know, you just line things up, or sometimes indirectly or unknowingly, however you want to put it, you sometimes carry baggage from your previous relationship into your new one. So forgetting the past, for me, the past is the umbrella. Everything in the past, I think that that would be amazing, you know, for a partner to inspire me to forget my past.
Oh, Snapple facts.
That's real.
Facts. And then the third one is that he makes you feel Christ's love.
Ooh.
And that, I never really heard anyone really kind of say that before. So I just feel like that was inspirational to choose as the last one, because someone, a man, to make me feel God's love. What is it, like there's different kind of love. There's like agape love. There's, I feel like there's three others. I don't remember the name, but just for a man to make me feel God's love. I can feel his love on my own, but for a man to make me feel that God loves me enough to choose this man to love me, to create this amazing man just for me,
come on,
shows
somebody.
Me that God loves me enough to perfectly create
this
human being.
heard.
This human being just for me. And I feel like that's amazing. So,
amen.
Yeah, I chose those three. And
why you ain't go left? I'm just kidding.
No, what she said was really, really solid.
No, it was solid. It was solid.
Cool. So, like, The whole time, the one. I'm actually trying to formulate what I'm trying to say. Because we all been in relationships. We all been in relationships, whatever, right? And the person we was with, did we ever consider that person the one, or we were just passing time or whatever?
Ooh. Passing time.
Passing time.
Yeah. Because we might say, oh, this person is the one for me, this, that, and third. Something happened, and guess what? They're our ex now. So they didn't meet the criteria. So
can you call it passing time? Can you call it can you really call it passing time if you're trying to make it work and it just didn't go that way?
Hindsight passing time
has a negative connotation. So then when you hear passing time, it makes it feel like, oh, this wasted time.
For me, I never like to say wasting time with somebody, this, that, and third. Just because the fact, like, if I'm with somebody and nothing, like something went wrong, whatever, I'm learning something about them that I might use for something else, or I'm learning something about me that I didn't know about. So I'm like, okay, I'm learning something regardless. So I would never say wasting time. But when it comes to the one, we might met somebody like in that point in time or that moment, they fill that void that was missing, and be like, oh, you know what? This is the one. You know what I'm saying? Time passed by, whatever. Then you'd be like, you know what? It ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe that person was the one for that moment.
Yeah, I believe that's what I'm saying.
That's
the one for that time.
So exactly. Yeah. So how can we actually say who is the one? I think it got to be a long period of time going through a lot of trials and tribulations with that person to be like, you know what? This is the one. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
I agree with that. Because people keep thinking that once you get the ring, that's the one I'm talking about. But to me, the one is the one, you know, is the one right before you die. Like, you're like, that was a real one.
But
that was it.
Yo.
That's hilarious.
Hey, yo. I knew you was the one.
I knew it.
That's crazy.
That was such a rural answer.
So yeah, much.
Do you guys feel that the one should know that they're the one? Because if you know they're the one right before they die, how are they ever going to know?
That I didn't say before they died. I said before you die.
Before you die. How are they going to ever know if you just figure it out before you die?
No, I want to be that before like, you don't
through, like you said, been through the trials and tribulations. You have like, yo, for real, you really was the one.
What?
That's so horrible. Wait a minute. This was not the direction I thought it was going to go. I thought...
Yo, I'm sorry.
You should already know how it is.
No, it's not a bad thing.
You already know how it goes.
I thought it was going to be like... This is not... It's not a bad thing. I thought it was going to be like... Because you know how... I feel like guys are usually asking themselves these questions. I mean, this conversation comes up in like close guy friends. Because they'll say, how do you know she was the one? Like, before...
No, definitely not. Proposals. That's not the conversation. Nah.
Or after proposals. You said that's not the conversation. Yeah. What's the conversation?
Like, you sure, bro? You sure, bro?
Yo, you sure?
You really want to...
It's like, no, she does this. She has her head on straight. There's certain characteristics you look for. I'm willing to walk through this journey with her. Like, that's... It's not like, oh, yeah, she's the one. She completes me. It's like... She has certain characters I like, and I'm willing to take this next step with her. Yeah. That's basically...
But
so
what's the it factor? Because you can have three girls that do the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. They don't make you feel the same thing. So we all believe love is a choice, right? That's something you nurture every day. You have to cultivate that. That's good. So as far as somebody being the one, that person has to grow into that role. You know what I mean? Through communication, compromise... They grow into somebody specifically for you. I don't think, you know, somebody just straight raw. Like you got a piece of metal and you mold it.
You
into...
better come on.
Yo, come on, man. Yo, chill out, man. Yo, chill out, yo.
Chemists out here.
Got me out here talking.
So,
yeah, Chemist.
So would you disagree when people say that they have love at first sight?
I knew somebody was gonna say
right. That.
Now I'm coming speaking of love, so
like I can't deny it. Like I'm not gonna say like it can't happen. Like, you know, that's connection as soon as you see somebody, like so
what's the connection though? Like
how much of that isn't lust at first sight?
So listen, that might be straight. I don't
it's a slippery slope.
It is.
It is. So say love you feel like you have
to? Do you feel like you have to lust for your partner? Do you feel like you have to lust for your partner?
Yes, you definitely do.
Absolutely.
Lust for him?
You have to have some kind of passion for him.
I mean,
they could be the bestest, your best friend, but at the same time, the difference between them and your best friend is you don't want to smash your best friend.
For sure.
I might want to. I'm just
kidding. Lord, oh Lord!
I'm just kidding. I'm just
kidding. That's funny. Did she go back on mute?
That's a red cup segment. Danny Dukes,
hilarious.
She going through past slots right to the red cup segment.
But don't people say that anyway? Like when they like meet the one, they're supposed to be their they're supposed to be their best friend anyway.
No, that's not true.
That's if you're like just planning on having like a long friendship, like a long, like you don't want to end up in divorce because the passion ran dry and then you can't stand to be around the person. Mm. That's what I feel when people say that. But I feel like there should be a moment where even if y'all are mad old, when one of y'all look at each other like, what you doing? What you doing over there? You make some cereal? You want to make me a bowl? Yeah. And y'all just be like flirting on some stupidness, but it's cute. Mm.
That should always
like even
be
like you're old behind self.
But what about?
I don't want to know that though. At that age, I need to know that before. Like I don't want to be too old and all of a sudden
be trying to go back in the street.
It hits you.
But what if that nursing home about to be popping? What you?
Oh
mean?
My gosh.
Yo, what about that old couple that always arguing like back and forth, but you know they got that strong love for each other.
People like that.
I was gonna say,
it works for them.
For sure,
it works for them.
We call that toxic.
But some people, it depends
on what kind of argument.
Yeah,
because if it's like the below the belt, like you just hurting each other's feelings, it's not working. But if it's like one of those couples that. Yeah, they're very like in their brains and they need somebody to bounce off things off. And they're okay with having differing views, but they never like, they're never vicious with the argument. They were like, oh my gosh, if it ends with, you're so stupid, and then it's done, that's not okay. But if it's like, how you think that? And they keep going back and forth, but it's never hate. It's like you really are like vibing off of each other's energy and you just keep going back and forth. And that's passion. There's nothing wrong with passion and like having differing views and going back and forth, going back and forth. It's how you fight. It's how you argue. Because we always look at the negative. You can have, I can have a passionate disagreement with somebody, even over, like I'm talking to all people who I feel like I'm really cool with. We joke, we go back and forth. We had a whole thing about man caves.
I need to save two hours of my life. I'm not trying to.
I am about to get Brina hit to man cave.
But no, Bundy.
Yeah, but I'm a different kind of girl, so I probably would be agreeing.
You fight
with
to win.
There we go.
No, she's.
I don't even know what it's about, but I'm very different mentally. So
listen, man cave is a must, right? No debate, no argument. This is a must.
No one said I'm not even gonna bring it. Never mind.
Bouncing. PD.
I don't believe in the one per se. It's just like there's certain characteristics that the person has that I choose that I feel like I will continue to commit to this person. But yeah, who am I popping up to? Dempsey, he's still in the building?
I'm still here. For me, I would say is when you're at your lowest point, if she's still stand by your side. Yeah, because I feel like only somebody who truly cares for you, you know, that would stand by you even when no one else is by you. Yeah. So at that point, most people would walk away, and if she's still there, then you're good.
So it's a certain level of, would you say, loyalty? Is that a?
I guess she would say that. I mean, it's I don't quite believe in love at first sight because I know somebody mentioned that. Because to me, it is like you see somebody, you may like how they look, but personality could be, you know, you just can't connect. So it has to be grown over time. You gotta know, and to still be standing, you know. So to me, that would be what defines, you know, someone. In addition to, you know, a couple of things you guys mentioned, like, you know, the intimacy and the respect and things of that nature.
Sounds good.
So, I think I'll send it to you, Hal.
One, I think it really, not to sound too super broad, but it's really going to be wrapped up in the way he would make me feel. And the type of person I am, that's going to be wrapped up in not just like words, but actions. And the feeling, I don't think can be, I wouldn't be able to place that in regular terms, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. I would know if I have to write a poem about it.
Like it'll be like
it's real for
me.
It'll be that real. Like if I can't, if I can't articulate in a normal conversation, I will be able to in a poem, and I will know it's real. So
I'm not gonna have a joke with you, Ali. I respect it.
Oh, man.
What was you gonna say? You was gonna say something else. That's what you was gonna say. Yeah, what was you gonna say, bully?
I feel you.
I understand you. But I'm gonna popcorn it to Danny.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. I know. Right?
So for me, it's very, very important to be equally yoked.
Come like, on, you better. Can
you elaborate
you
on
say that?
That. I don't know what that is.
So like I don't ever want to feel like I'm settling for anything. Like if I feel like I'm settling, like that's gonna be a problem. Or if Like, if no, I'm not gonna settle. Period. Like, that's it.
Settle. What are you talking right. about? Settle how? What are you
settle talking? Like? If give an example.
Dave, I don't want to take you in. No, daughter.
What'd you say?
I was about to curse. Then he's like, I don't want to take care of no dude.
No, I don't. Then I get to put them on my list. I'm not taking care of nobody. No. Like,
but look at you did.
Wow.
Immediately. I don't know. No, I don't. So, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Wait, can you elaborate when you say you don't want to take care of a man?
He needs to be financially secure. Is what
yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's yes. what, that,
yeah,
I've known Danny for so yo,
right?
Danny's like, yo, he better have yes. his own money. Yo.
Yes, but like, to add on what Rena was saying, as far as taking care of a man, like that, I don't mind. Like, I feel like if he has the right leadership skills, if I trust him, I will be submissive to him. Like, that's not mm-hmm. a problem mm-hmm. for me. But as far as like when I say taking care, I mean like financial stability. Like, nah, that's not gonna work for me. Next,
so, meaning if he lost his job, some say if he lost his job, then he can't buy back.
That's different, but I have my second bank account that he don't know about. So
oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, with this
money. Oh,
here we
go. Money.
Don't please don't get it started back with that.
Yo, we're not gonna get it started, but
don't get it started. That.
We might bring it back for Red Cup. Rena gotta win. I gotta hear her thoughts. We'll bring it back for Red Cup.
If I win $1 million, it's going into my second bank account, my secret bank account.
That's fine.
For me.
Okay.
Oh,
but yeah, goodness. That's very important. I feel like if he has those qualities, I'll definitely take care of him. Like to that respect. Security. Like, he makes me feel secure. And like, security comes from like yourself within, but there's a certain level of security a man provides, which I think is important to have. He's patient, makes me feel comfortable by myself, and I can be myself around him. He's not afraid to tell me when I'm wrong. He challenges me and stands up for me.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's what I wrote. I'm going to popcorn it to. I don't know if I'm wrong yet. Ow.
I don't believe in that one. Sorry, no. Nah, it's crazy.
My like, heart big, but it beat quiet.
I feel,
oh my gosh.
For me, it's very hard because like most girls I talk to, like I always like to do like a screening or whatever. And whenever I get the one, it's never the one. And I be telling Woody, oh, I found the one, and it's not. And so I think it's more of a time consuming, not really consuming, but it's a time and more of consistency for me, you know? Because if I'm giving my all to somebody, I already know the stuff I want. I already know my standard, this, that, and the third. So the person I'm talking to might be the one for that moment per se, but if the consistency goes down, that means like, yo, it wasn't. So you gotta be consistent throughout the whole thing.
Damn. What if something's going on? What if something happens like with her maybe mentally emotional. And then she
that's an easy fix. Now I want to say easy fix fix. But I'm talking about communication of like if something's going on with her, I'm not gonna be like, oh, she's acting this way, I'm gonna leave. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna communicate with her, trying to figure out what's going on. If it's something we can rectify it, you know what I'm saying? I'll be there to like help her go through the whole thing as well. You know what I'm saying? I'll be her emotional support as well. You know what I'm saying? All that accomplished to being the one as well, you know? But I'm just speaking on like, if she ever doing something or whatever, and she like, she does something for me that I like, whatever. Then she's like, you know, slowly, like stop doing it, whatever. I'm like, yo, what's going on? You was up here. At first, like, what happened? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talk about that start and stuff. See, that's I feel like that's where a lot of relationships begin strained when you're doing stuff in the beginning. Keep that same energy. Don't do stuff that's not sustainable if you can't continue to do it.
That's what I'm saying. And it's cool to like, you know what I'm saying, talk about it. I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna be like if she don't. I'm not gonna like be all up in her face about it. You know, it's something to communicate about. So sometimes, like you said, she could be emotionally drained. Mm. So that might take it on her, and then she stopped doing whatever she did for me and working for her.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
So communication, consistency, and yeah, time, because time is the whole thing for real.
Ooh, time. Mm. Ooh, I gotta ask y'all a question later.
Amen.
Let me write that down. I gotta ask y'all about time.
Was that the last one?
Yeah, but Al, let me ask you a question though. You think, was it ever something that you did or didn't do that caused her to do that?
Yeah. I can say sometimes it could be my fault. You know what I'm saying? I take responsibility. I take accountability for certain actions that I do. You know? And I think sometimes I be feeling like, even when I do take accountability for it, I look for her to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to, like, not really forgive me per se, but give me, like, extent of all the branch, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't like to admit they're wrong, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't like to everybody like to put the blame on somebody else.
Come on, but it's easy.
So if she's willing to, like, you know, talk about it, that and third, I think that's even better for me to be like, you know what? She, the one, you know what I'm saying? Because we can talk about certain things. But as far as
when the woman's fed up. Mm.
Yeah, I know that.
It's tough. When they already there, they mentally checked out. It's kind of tough.
It was tough that one time. Bro.
She gone.
Yeah, she gone for real.
Can I ask a question?
Good girl's gone bad.
Because you kind of like, so how important is time as a factor in these like relationships? Like, do you have a set amount of time that you believe must pass before you can completely give yourself to someone or believe that they could be the one?
I'll think yeah, because it do take time to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? You can't get to know somebody within like a full day or a month or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You want to see them in like with all four seasons per se. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
That's everything.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because some people's struggles might come faster or longer than others. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. They real face.
Yeah, exactly.
They real face.
Ooh. So I think we all know about like when you get into a relationship, the honeymoon phase is like, oh, the best phase because you like so into this, that, and there. But when that's cleared out, it's like, yo, you still got the rest of time to be with that person. So are you gonna be like, you know what, I'm bored with this person, this, that, and third, or you can be like, you're willing to like talk about different things and stuff like that. So I definitely say time is definitely a big part of it.
What do you think, Danny?
Me? Okay, so I feel like I tend to, I don't want to say give my all up front. I'm wanting to pull back some. But what was your question again? I'm sorry. Like, your first, the initial question.
She got lost. Like, where am I going?
That's fine. How much do you think time is a factor in you being able to give yourself to someone enough to know that they're the one?
Well, you know what? They're going to have to get themselves to me first.
Ooh.
Then I feel like, yeah, because it's like a bargaining at that point. Like,
I feel that.
Huh?
Look at you, Dan. You broke the men.
The men always do that when I have a child.
You broke them.
I feel like I will allow you the space to do so. Ooh. I'll create that space for you. So.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It makes it sound so transactional, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if a guy creates space for you to do that, so you want to submit first?
You gotta submit first. Why? No, I'm tired of submitting first. Let him submit first.
Okay.
Why should it matter?
That you need to look into. Just, I'm tired of submitting first?
In my past life.
I feel like you're in a space there. It's like you saw one way didn't work for you, so you want to try a different way.
Yes, absolutely. Like, and you be vulnerable.
Yeah, what you feel may be different. You may want to, you know, have him submit first, but then you just, you know, you really love the person and you just can't wait.
I'll hold back then.
Also, quick question then. Go right back to time. Do you think you submitted too quickly, or like do you have like a particular? I won't say like a particular time frame when you submit. Like if you're talking to somebody, do you have like? Not, I'm not saying like the 90 day rule type stuff, nothing like that. But mm-hmm, do you like within a certain amount of time that you talk with the guy, do you feel it's comfortable to give him your all off rip? You know what I'm saying?
I think so. I think it's important for them to know to an extent, like this is what you're getting too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like, how do you capture somebody?
Their Pokeball.
I'll stick a bear trap myself.
Okay. Like,
that's a good analogy. Yeah, because like, what if you think I'm quiet? I can be very quiet and timid. So then, but then like, people know me to be like crazy and not reserved sometimes. So
okay,
it just depends how I feel.
Okay, so you want him to create a space where like that you can be you.
Yes,
at all times.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Yes. I think that's one of my biggest things too. Like when somebody let me be me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You feel so it. Important. Like it's a different. Yeah.
Oh man, that's a wonderful feeling right there. Yo.
Yeah.
Brina, weigh in.
What's the question again?
How do you think how much
GPS is losing signal, yo? Everybody losing their way.
I'm mad at you for saying that. Hilarious. How much is time a factor in you being able to give yourself all of yourself to someone and be able to know that they're the one?
I feel like there's a lack of genuinity. That's how you say the word.
Genuine.
I know what you mean.
I like genuinity.
It is. I think it is that.
It's genuine.
Well, there's a lack of genuine.
Mm-hmm. Or authenticity.
Authenticity. There's a lack of that when you talk about time for some reason for me. Because person A, it may take a year and a half for me to fully give myself. But person B may come around and it may take 6 months. I don't, it's not really.
Like half that time.
Had to.
It's only 3 months.
Exactly. And after that, it's a week and a half. No.
All the way out.
The thing is like, I can't really put a time on when you give of yourself. I just can't put a time. It's just when you feel comfortable to give it. I don't know if that makes sense. I feel like there is a part where something clicks 100%. In your mind, or maybe I had to be watchful. Maybe there was a situation where, like Dempsey was saying, when you're at your lowest, maybe at that point I know, okay, I can now submerge myself or give myself to this person. It may take a situation, a circumstance, or an event or something like that where I'm watching your behavior, I'm watching how you move, stuff like that. But I can't necessarily say a time
100.
Because we're older. You know, I feel like we're all in the same age group. If we would have asked this question maybe 10 years ago, some of us may have had like a time frame. But the older we get, the shorter the time it takes. Well, how do I say this? I don't know if
it becomes less important to have a specific timetable.
Yeah, pretty much. Like we come on. Like time is ticking out here. When you know, you know. And it may not be.
And you know how to take the time
exactly.
To play.
Yeah,
it may not be a time. So it's hard to say that in your 30s. Like, 6 to 8 months. Because somebody could approach you having their life together. They could approach you having their businesses, having their family structure secure. They love their mother, you know, whatever. And they may not.
Like, gosh, go to bed.
You missed me with that, but I'm not judging like about that. But I'm just, but I'm just saying, like,
been there, done that.
You know, I feel like when the older we get, the more you notice people have their lives together, and you kind of are on the same page. you know what you're looking for, they line up with what you're looking for, and vice versa. It's not really a time mm-hmm. I could really give. It's just kind of, you know, based on watching how they move and maybe like a actual situation that, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
That's real. Yeah,
where you can let your guard down, you know.
That's real.
I agree with that. I think what it is too is like, when I was talking about time, not necessarily mean time frame, you know, because that's two different things, really.
Right,
time
right,
frame,
right.
Yeah, time frame, be like, yo, the next 6 months, I think, yeah, we're going to do this, you know, it's like, nah, it ain't going to work like that.
Right.
But I definitely know what you mean, though. I definitely agree with that.
Bro, did you answer?
100%.
Okay, I did it, but like, I'm going to be 100%. I am nobody's one right now. I am not there.
Yo, that is real.
That is real. That is for sure real.
That's real.
That is awesome that you know that.
That is, yeah.
I am not finished cooking. I need to get myself all the way to
it. Yes, yes.
You better speak.
Yes. I'll be somebody's problem before I be somebody's
yo.
Question though.
I have a question.
That's deep though.
That is. Yeah. I respect it. Sorry, go ahead.
Very self-aware.
Because I was going to ask, do you always have to get all your stuff together to be somebody Ooh. One?
Hey, you come with the question.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying I got to get myself all the way together. But the fact that I feel like I haven't done what I needed to do or I have not reached it is going to make me someone's problem because
how you know he's not going to help you motivate you for doing your stuff too? Like how you know he's not gonna be the auxiliary to like
exactly okay
that's real
yes that could happen, that very much could happen, but the thing is, why am I giving that person so much extra work when they got their own things going on?
How you know it's so much extra work?
That's selfless.
If that person is the one, he would want to do that.
I feel like at this point, I'll admit it, I'm being selfish because I kind of like, I like my singledom. I like the freedom. I like being able to do whatever. I do not need to be like, oh, snap, I got to do that good morning text right quick. Sheesh.
Yeah, that's funny.
And there'll be times where I legitimate don't talk to people for full 24 hours. Holly, you a real one for always sending them texts. But you know me already.
I know. I send them because I know you're going to read them. Eventually.
Eventually.
I never expect,
Eventually. Who wants a girlfriend like that? Be honest. That's okay for a friend, but a girlfriend?
Well, it works with some guys and their schedules. Like,
exactly.
Everybody doesn't have the time to be like texting people 24 hours a day. Or calling.
I don't get it. My sister used to do that with her dudes, and I'd be like, man, I am the worst. I did not call this person in a week.
I'm dead. Can I ask you a question though, Roro?
Mm-hmm.
When you first made that statement, I was kind of under the impression that you were saying like the standard things, like I'm nobody's one financially, I need to have couple K's, whatever, like stuff like that. But what you just said was more so like a personality characteristic, like just how you communicate. That could be changed or that could be altered even still in being somebody's one. So which one is the deciding factor? Is it those things that you just like being single and it's not really that you're nobody's one? Because it may just not be that. It may just be you just don't want to be anybody's one right now.
Yo, say it again. Repeat that.
I think it's a mixture of both because I would want to bring my best foot forward. Like, I cannot. Okay. The other day, I was on YouTube and somebody was right. This girl was like, you know, talking about how she had this horrible first day, whatever, and like that. And I wrote in the comments, just regular, I was like, a first day don't need to be too hard, like a nice little picnic or something easy, like chatting. I feel like, you know, I like the mood more than the the expensive restaurant and such and such. Would Vibes. You how many people dog me that I, and to the point where I was like, do they think I'm a dude? Cause like they was like, yeah, broke dudes, and then I'm like, they don't know I'm a dude.
They got that Danny mentality. They want you to break that. And stuff
all I was saying was like, I think it would be really cute if
they
like,
don't let them do that.
They went on a picnic.
Thank you. I should have said something.
Broke dude.
Now I'm selling my water. I didn't hear him. What did he say?
He said they got that Danny mentality.
Listen. If I've been to some stuff, okay? I got to before at Wendy's. That's the problem. I don't want to do that. Okay? Yo,
that's wrong with Wendy's, though.
No, I'm saying if I got to pay before.
Surf and
surf. It's like my tastes have evolved. Listen, Wendy's spicy nuggets hits different. I'm telling you. I will do that.
But you got
Lives almost
that's
got lost over Popeye's chicken, and you just throw it under the bus like that. But no, I'm talking like, oh my gosh, I would like just a nice hang, like a relaxing first date, like go to the coffee shop and stuff like that. It's like, that sounds like a broke dude, and da da da. And I was like, I'm like, why are you breaking the bank for a first date? Like, just chill. And they was like, it shows intention. It's about intention. I keep getting this under my comments. Intention. I'm so like, at first I was going to say, y'all don't know that I'm a girl. And then I was like, I left it because I was like, you know what? Let them keep going.
Arguing with themselves.
Like, and I'm like, I like the idea of, okay, it's a beautiful romance. It's a nice story to tell the grandkids. It's, you know, I'm into the actual love part, and y'all be like, is he about to pay for this meal or no?
Nah, no, tag me next time, yo. I'll jump in the comments and be like, yo, all they're looking for is a free meal. Don't do it, kid.
Applebee's. She got so mad. I'm like, that is a franchise.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Oh my gosh.
That's why I refused to do restaurants as first dates, man. I just can't find myself to do it.
Wait, what do you think
it was too stressful?
Yeah.
Picnics, man.
I gotta be on, he gotta be on, they gotta be on, everybody gotta be on. And I'm like,
so what are you doing? What are you doing?
I just like chill. I like chill
picnics
vibes. Like, let's hang. And then if we like talking to each other, then probably the second or third date or something like that, more like up it up. But I'm more into the anniversary. Like, dang. Like, what? I'm different.
You offered that and it was accepted.
I mean,
that's so bad. Wait, so well, I do feel.
You asked me about timetables. Timetables, I feel like they don't exist if you really like, if you vibe with a person, because it's the same thing with friendships. The person that you go to the movies with is not the same person that you have those deep, late hour conversations that be in the heart of your life. There's people for everything.
Listen. And I feel like
you're not going to vibe the same way. Holly, you, didn't a bunch of us hang out? We do not all vibe the same way. And it's not that I am any less friends with all those people, but Holly is probably the one that's going to be like 20 or so years from now, keep going like, so Ro, are you coming through with the, for my podcast? Like, you going to be a guest? I'm like, yeah, sure, girl, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the other ones that be that's like, right. Dang, is she still alive?
Hilarious.
That promise you chocolate cake and still haven't given to you.
First of all, we're not gonna do this episode. We're not. Yo, we're not gonna do this. We're not gonna do this. She wasn't even talking about. She just gave me a compliment. You had to take it away with that. Oh yeah. You just had to take it away. This is why you're not number one. Don't talk to me about that no more. Go ahead, Al. I'm sorry.
No, thing, what I was gonna say, I was gonna agree with Pro with what he said, because like, yo, I can count on 10 years from now that I'll still not get my chocolate cake. You keeping that same energy? I like that, but no.
But I'm sweating.
Oh. I gave him the floor, and he attacked me.
She took a picture of
him. Oh my god. It's cool. I'm editing it out. It's fine. It never happened.
Yo. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you're gonna have to let that go, Al. You're gonna have to let that go.
Nah, I had to say
I told you cheesecake is faster.
Mm-mm. You know what's funny? I was gonna tell you this Sunday or Monday. I was with the girl I'm talking to, and she had chocolate cake for her birthday. Ooh. And she gave me a piece. I was like, I got chocolate cake off rip with her.
First of all,
she's the one.
Yo, she kind of is for real. I ain't gonna lie to you. All right, go ahead.
Somebody for something.
Next question.
Before we continue or move on, is this not gonna be edited out, right?
If it's not
possibly.
Juicy.
Possibly.
Exactly. What you?
No. This is like this. It's so stupid, and I had to laugh amongst myself. I just realized why her name is Danny.
Yo, nah, we're not editing that.
That stays. That's here.
Wait, I want to hear what she has to say.
You didn't hear it?
Oh my god. No, because Al said something earlier, so I was just determined to call her by her real name because I don't know what that says right there. I don't know how to say it.
Thank you.
Right, but then I'm like, why they keep calling her Danny? Yo. I don't see Danny on here. I don't see it. So then I'm like, oh,
Ollie Weezin.
Then I'm like, I can understand the Dan part, but Danny, then I was sir. Like. Oh, K.
Like me.
Yeah.
You're my favorite. The H and the K is silent.
I'm done.
I'm sorry, guys.
Nah, that stays.
I'm sorry. I was like, totally lost. I couldn't.
Hilarious. All right.
Brina, I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I didn't figure it out neither until you said it. So.
You real for that.
I was just going to let it rock. But
hey, 10 toes down. That's what's up.
Right?
Ooh, no.
Real for
y'all both hold that L.